Welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. Now your hosts.
Hello and welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. I'm John Alois and I'm joined by Sean Degenhart.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
And John Redley Schaefer.
You didn't see Sean actually dancing on the table with the top hat and the cane. It was pretty impressive.
Like
hi,
a
everybody.
Little frog. We are
it's
glad
Michigan J Frog, please.
We're glad you're with
Warner
us.
Warner Brothers show? What's going on?
You can follow us on social media, contact us there, or send us an email at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. If you have a Disney review, send us a voice recorded message at podcast@thehyperionhub.com, and we may play it on the show. Someone did just that. We'll play it a little bit later.
It's time for our Disney views.
All right. Disney Springs, you know, usually a secondary stop for many of us when we go to Walt Disney World. There's actually two things that I think on our upcoming travels that way are going to lead us to Disney Springs. Now, of course, we have our favorite restaurants and shops we hit, but now we're making it, I think, a priority because the Disney Vacation Club actually opened not just a preview center, but a second floor lounge space. So this is another exclusive area that will offer a place for DVC members and their guests to relax, gather, I'm going to guess, the random Cheez-It bag walks its way past you, and the Coca-Cola crazy machine where you can pick whatever you want coming out of it. This new addition aligns with DVC's commitment to providing, and this is from DVC itself, commitment to providing exceptional benefits and experiences. This welcome home center called the Gateway to Discovery are poised to become a central part there in the heart of Disney Springs, offering a place to explore, relax, and connect with the magic of Disney, and I'm guessing get you a couple of questions about whether or not you're interested in buying more points. But again, don't forget, this is in addition to Epcot's lounge and also the Top of the World lounge at Bay Lake Tower that have DVC rights as well.
What building is it in? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Oh. And so I will find out and report back.
Okay, thank you.
But also, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show yet or not, but I have seen, I follow that Plan Disney website that Disney hires everyday folks to kind of keep people up to speed on what's going on. And, you know, of course, we have message boards all over the place. But this is Disney's really vacation-oriented message board. Someone asked recently, they are going to visit this summer and like to know more about the new drone show at Disney Springs. Did we talk about that at all? I don't know if we did.
We mentioned drones as far as Disneyland Paris right. goes, yeah. and we're waiting for when yeah. they would start arriving over here.
Yeah, so we don't know much, but we know it's Disney Dreams That Soar, a new state-of-the-art drone show that will add to the lineup of experiences at Disney Springs. This is going to premiere on May 24th and only run through September 2nd. Hmm. Now, apparently, there was a show many moons ago that was about 5 minutes. I vaguely remember it, and then those times were at 7 and 8:30 p.m., but you know, as this planner mentioned, with the advancement of drone technology, I'm hoping to see something a little bit more exciting. So we'll have to just keep an eye out for it. But this person made a good point that if you're going to, you know, visit the parks and then Disney Springs, maybe you get an advanced dining reservation at a Disney Springs restaurant in anticipation of whatever that show may be, so you can sit outside and watch it. I'm thinking the top level there at Paddlefish or something similar like that, or one of the outdoor tables there at Raglan Road.
Interesting that the drones will make their premiere at Disney Springs.
Right.
I mean, when you've got Animal Kingdom with, you know, virtually nothing in the evenings, it'd be, I wonder if it's just a great test.
I think that's exactly what it is. It'll be a 5 or 6 minute show. All right. Good test.
I won't argue for free entertainment. I mean, I think that's wonderful.
I'll define free, John.
You don't have to pay to get into Disney Springs.
I understand.
You just pay to get out.
Yeah. I always carry a lot of bags leaving Disney Springs, yes.
As far as the DVC Lounge, I mean, it's nice. I'm happy that they're bringing something like that to Disney Springs. There was a rumor of the shooting gallery going away, and it's a pretty strong rumor from what I understand at Frontierland.
Right.
And putting a DVC lounge in there, that I'm not so keen on, even though we're DVC. But if it's in a kind of a away from the main thoroughfare type of place and not taking prime real estate, then I'm all for it. I like the one on top of Journey into Imagination.
Agreed. It's clear that everybody now tries to make it a point, and it's been full the last two visits, so we haven't even been able to go up there. I don't usually find Disney Springs as a point of interest on the itinerary or a high point, But I really think with these two things, we're going to make a priority to get over there this next trip.
How often do you visit Disney Springs when you're there?
Once okay. A trip.
Yeah, we go once or twice, and it depends for how long. I like the experiences over there. So
I like looking at just the backstory they've created, and you know, we don't do a lot of. I mean, we do some shopping at you know the Christmas Place or right. World of Disney, some of those, but none of the higher end stuff.
Well, and I think it also depends on the type of year. I mean, if you're there in Christmas time, you're going to want to see all the trees
sure.
and things like yeah. that.
And how long you're there. I mean, we've seen a movie there, but we were there for, you know, quite
What'd
a amount
see?
Of time. We saw Thor, Love, and Thunder, I believe.
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
It would only be a Disney movie, I think, but because we don't like to leave that bubble when we're there. All right. Well, thanks for that, John.
Oh, my pleasure.
This week, we had somebody call in a trip report, and she broke it up into several segments, so I thought we could play each segment and then react. Sound good?
Aye.
All right. So this
motion carries.
So this listener, Carrie Macbeth, recently went to Walt Disney World with her husband, and she sent in this report.
So we ended up booking the Dolphin last minute. There were plenty of hotels available. In the past, we usually rent DVC points, but this time we just decided to try the Dolphin. While everything was okay, I don't think we would stay there again. You just need to keep in mind that the Dolphin is also a convention center, and every day the lobby was completely full. In the evenings when we came back from the park, there was a lot of people in the lobby. We did have an instance where someone either crashed into our door or knocked on our door around 2 o'clock in the morning. After that, there was no incident. It is within walking distance to Epcot, so we really liked being able to do that to either hop on the buses or go over to Epcot and get on to the Skyliner. We only did one day, and that was at Epcot, and then some of the other days we just resort hopped and did Disney Springs, and we did come back and just enjoy the pool one day. They have a really nice pool. The day that we were there, I don't know if this was a birthday party or if they always have this, but there was a DJ at the pool with a slide, so a lot of the younger kids were there. That really didn't bother us. It was actually quite fun. One nice thing that the Dolphin does have is they have QR codes that you can scan and order drinks or food for the bar, which is actually really nice. We really enjoyed our time there. Like I said, I don't know if we'd stay there again, but overall, it was a nice place to stay.
Have either of you ever stayed at the Dolphin?
We have not. I did not realize early on that it was not technically Disney property.
It used to be, right? When Eisner had it built. Right?
When the Swan and the Dolphin were built, I think originally they were yeah. Disney related. Can we agree that it's not a dolphin on the top, please?
It doesn't bother me as but much as it
our youngest, the first time we go, look, it's the Swan and Dolphin Hotel. He says, well, I don't see a dolphin. And he was right. And he's still right.
So as she was going through her report, you kind of reacted to the fact that it's a convention hotel, and you almost predicted what she was going to say next.
So. Yeah. So we stayed at a yacht club once, and in a different phase in my life, I would go for early morning jogs. I don't want to say runs, let's be honest. Saunters, whatever you want to say. And it's a wonderful location. I mean, you're on the boardwalk, and mm-hmm. you can go see it all, and it was warm. It was a winter trip and it was warm, so I kind of veered off course a little bit and went through the lobby. And even in the morning, it was just busy. Now, your average Disney resort is going to be busy during checkout and check-in, but it was a conventioner, whatever the word is, party vibe, even at, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Hmm. So I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. But I think there and Coronado are really two of your big convention hubs on property.
So the only time that I've been in there, I think we returned a car. They have an actual, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, they have a rental car.
That's what I used for the jog. I rented a car and then drove back. No, I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing the counter.
Yeah.
This year when we went to Disney, we decided only to do one park, and that was Epcot. Flower and Garden is probably our favorite, especially this time of year when you're living in Illinois and you don't have much sunshine or vibrant colors. So we really enjoyed walking around looking at the flowers and the different topiaries. We did start out our morning walking over from the Dolphin to the Gateway area, and we were able to rope drop and get right into Ratatouille. We did not have to wait long, really. It was just a matter of the park opening. And then once we made our way back to Ratatouille, it was just a matter of getting through the standby lane, which was just maybe a 10-minute walk through the line. From there, we really didn't eat at any of the restaurants. During the festivals, we really enjoy trying all the different food that's featured at the booths. In our opinion, the Honey Bistro booth was probably our favorite and was the star of the show. This was our first time back to Epcot since December of 2022, so it was beautiful to see the journey of water. If you have small children, this is a perfect place to take them to get them out of the stroller, let them run around, give them a chance to just cool off if it's a hot day. We really enjoyed it as well as adults. We went there twice. We went there in the morning and then also in the evening, and we just enjoyed it both times. We also really loved the Figment topiary that was in the new area, as well as the Walt statue. And we went there first thing in the morning as well, and we didn't have to wait in line to get a picture with Walt.
So it's interesting. I love when people send in reports or when you talk to people in person and they do things a little bit differently than you. So they went to one park and it was Epcot, and they go for the festival and they try to get a hotel near Epcot because that's their favorite place.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. I mean, we're an every 3 year or so kind of take our trip. So the thought of one park on a trip, oh, you know, that would have to be Magic Kingdom for us. But I mean, if you go more frequently.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, I respect that. And if your schedule only allows one, sometimes on a rotation, you're right. I understand completely. Or you get a park hopper. But I love when people have their favorite park. And, you know, if it's not the one I share, I would go to Epcot in certain mindsets. If it's Food and Wine Festival, I think I would choose if I had to choose one. So I respect it.
And trying new things, not sitting down at a restaurant, but trying some of the foods.
Well, that's the beauty of the festivals, with all of those different kiosks or whatever you want to call them. And I'm not familiar with the Honey Bistro, but usually the menus are published well in advance. And you can really see the variety. Now, of course, that means you take your little cardboard box or container and stand over a garbage can and eat it. Yeah. But that's just the way it is.
Since we did only do one day at the park, one of the things that we really enjoy is resort hopping and just riding the transportation, especially the Friendship boats, as well as the Skyliner. So one day we did ride the Friendship over to Hollywood, and then from there hopped on the Skyliner and rode it over to the Riviera. We were looking to get some breakfast and then decided last minute, hey, let's go to Olivia's. So from there, we weren't able to get transportation via the Skyliner or a bus. Unfortunately, it was not running at that time, or at least to Disney Springs, because we were going to ride the Friendship from Disney Springs to Olivia's. So what we did, we ended up just requesting an Uber, and I want to say that was only $6. And that's one of the things, we just kind of roll with the punches, and that was fine. So we did that. And I have to say, Olivia's, we really enjoyed that resort and that restaurant for breakfast. And that was probably the best coffee we had ever had on Disney property. They have a French press coffee, and I would highly recommend that. And then from there, we ended up riding the Friendship over to Disney Springs and went to Gideon's, of course. Have to make a Gideon's stop to get some cookies and a peanut butter cold brew. Earlier in the week, when we first got to Orlando, one of our favorite places to stop at Disney Springs is Wine Bar George. We are wine drinkers and do appreciate a good meal, so we were hoping to get some of the things that we had had there in the past. As the nature of the beast, when it comes to restaurants, the menu does kind of change, which is fine, but we were still able to get the meatballs and polenta at Wine Bar George, which are still just outstanding. And so we had sat on the upper level outside, and it's nice to sit out there and people watch. However, it was kind of at that time of day where they were getting ready to change shifts. So we just sat at the bar, which actually worked out because we were able to meet George himself. And we had heard that he's usually hands-on and at the restaurant quite a bit. So we talked to him for a little bit, and he was super nice. We look forward to going back and maybe doing a tasting with him. And those are things that you can book online.
Foodies. That was cool that they got to meet George himself. So as far as resort hopping goes, that's one of the things we like to do on our day off, on one of our days off, you know, if we're there for a little bit. But I love taking the friendship boats, just riding around the canals and jumping on a monorail, seeing where you end up and trying to get into
doors that aren't open,
trying to get into Trader Sam's at the Poly or you know, someplace like that and having fun. You don't like to resort hop, do you?
Make sure you're announcing who you're pointing
to. Yeah.
Sean, you don't.
On my left. We, Ann and I, when we went back, it's been now 4 years ago, we did some of that and then, you know, traveled around and sat outside the Poly and, yeah, you know, sat on the beach for a while and without kids, that was fantastic. But yeah, you know me, I'm the, okay, we've got 5 minutes here, let's book something and yeah. You guys are working on me on scheduling a free day.
I'm telling you, especially in the holidays, and I know, John, you'll do it any time of the year, but the kids even enjoyed, or Easter, when they have all of their displays out. I mean,
we stayed at the Contemporary one Easter, and we were actually there on Easter. We saw all those beautiful decorations and eggs, chocolate eggs that they make every year, the giant ones.
And I'll say this, even if you go to look, sometimes you are persuaded by the quick service there or the snack options. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the Contemporary and all of a sudden, this happened to us, we see, oh, there's a white chocolate monorail on top of a cupcake. Well, I have two sons who absolutely love everything monorail. Well, I just dropped $25 on two cupcakes, you know. But that's, then you just sit and you do. You people watch. And sometimes an air-conditioned room where you have nothing to do has its value.
Some of our most beautiful family moments have happened in those slow moments, not on Big Thunder Mountain or not on, you know, an attraction.
And not as the lights go down on Main Street and you lose your child.
Thank goodness. He was three and knows the park pretty well at this point. But
that's how he teaches them. Go right. Find us. Go there. We'll be in Frontierland.
We'll see ya.
Figure it out.
But anyway, yeah, I'm glad she mentioned that.
And can I bless her? She likes Olivia's. And I will say this, Old Key West is one of my absolute favorite resorts. It's out, and some people don't like the fact that it's out by itself. It's the original DVC resort, the biggest rooms. You get between, I think, 700 and 900 square feet of real estate for your family. Yes, there are multiple bus stops to get you in and out. It's not on a monorail or a Skyliner or anything else, but I love the setting. It's laid back. It's away from the hustle and bustle. And Olivia's is a prime, I'll say, you know, Gulf Caribbean theme with license plates hanging on the wall and a menu that doesn't change too frequently, but when it does, it gets even better. So between the grits, between various fried things and the key lime pie, man, I don't care what you're there for. You whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we've never been disappointed.
We have never been to Old Key West, and so now I'm really intrigued.
I love the pool area.
Yes,
I love,
there's multiple.
Well, the main one by the restaurant and bar.
But understand, I get you, and the lighthouse design is great. Mm-hmm. But having one out in the further, I don't want to say.
Oh, yeah, we've stayed there, too. We did laundry and swam.
Right? In the pool?
In the pool.
Yes,
gross,
no.
John.
The laundry room is right there.
But we had a room that was, I think, 3 or 4 bus stops away, and we had our own pool. Yeah, and it's not as massive, and it doesn't have a huge theme. But when
and
you
there's
had,
a laundry room right there.
Apparently. John but takes his, washboard and, in there and, it's great. And it's great. Borax and cleans. But the point is, the resort is spread out, I understand, but you just feel like you're on vacation. And it's a respite from the hustle and bustle, like I said.
I need the hustle and bustle.
We know.
No.
Really? I do love Old Key West. We had a great time. We golfed. But, yeah, you know that. Remember?
Would you call it golfing?
Well,
yeah. Much like I jog and run.
At one point, one of the people we were playing with said, yeah, that one's in somebody's cereal.
Was that you? I was trying to enjoy my Cinnamon Toast Crunch that morning.
It feels so spread out, and trying to get up to that main building felt like it took forever. Even
can't you see him tapping his feet on the bus? Just go, are we ever going to get there? Are we ever going to get there?
No. That was a thing. I didn't.
You have to plan
bus.
Accordingly. Yes. You have to know that you're a long way on the bus route if you're away from the main building. But
beautiful,
it's wonderful.
Yeah. All
right. One of the additional things that we did while resort hopping, all of the resorts have the Easter eggs that the staff has decorated, and they are just phenomenal. So we just hopped around from resort to resort and enjoyed looking at the Easter eggs. Also, one of the favorite things that we enjoy doing is just going to the Grand Floridian and listening to the piano player play. They do have several. Wes is obviously our favorite. We've seen him numerous times and have spent many of afternoons just relaxing, taking a break away from the park, decompressing, and just enjoying the piano player at Grand Floridian. And that's just one of a few things that there are so many different free things that you can do, resort hopping, or things outside of the park that are free that adults can enjoy.
Going to the Grand Floridian and listening to, she mentioned his name is Wes. I'm sure we've heard him at some point.
He's probably a listener.
Is that one of
call
the
in, Wes. We want to hear your take. Yeah.
We love Grand Floridian. We usually try to do Grand Floridian Cafe or 1900 Park Fair. And we were there, I think, in 2015 at Easter time. So got to see all the Easter eggs, which were amazing. And then, of course, at Christmas time with the gingerbread. And, yeah, just sitting in that lobby listening to the piano is just, I mean, I could sit there all day.
Summer House on the Lake just opened up. It is the old Bongos. I think it was something else between Bongos and Summer House on the Lake, but I can't quite remember what that is. I did try to get a reservation via the Disney app. However, I couldn't find any, so I did use OpenTable and was able to get a Saturday night reservation around 8:30, which worked out perfectly for us. We did get there about 15 minutes early, and we checked in. We were able to get right in and was sat outside. It was a lovely evening, of course, on a Saturday night. Lots of hustle and bustle going on at Disney Springs. They do have a very nice menu from chips and guacamole, pizza, salad, fish. My husband and I just shared a salad and a margarita pizza, and that was plenty for us. The decor and the ambiance is just very coastal, relaxing, and just amazing experience. We really enjoyed it and would definitely go back.
Okay, explain to me exactly where that is. I can't picture it.
So the giant pineapple that used to be at Bongo's on the water, which is right behind is the bowling alley back
there. Oh, Splitsville over there. Yeah, that area.
That is.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was trying to picture that. Okay.
Summer House on the Lake, new place to try. And it sounded very relaxing.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate the information shared. You know, I think you were right, John. The opportunity for someone to share their own experience and their own preferences makes me not totally retool or rethink what has become our custom and practice, but it's okay to hear that and see maybe it's worth changing a couple of things up once in a while.
And it's great to hear how other people enjoy their Disney vacations, maybe totally different than what you would.
It is. It's nice. And John hopefully doesn't judge her as much as he does us when we explain our trips and right. What we did wrong on those.
I don't judge anybody.
If we would only follow the itinerary he gave us.
He publishes it. I mean, he works hard on them, but, you know, sometimes I just can't follow it.
It
all.
Is nice to kind of pick from other people's ideas and,
right.
And sprinkle them into your trip as well.
little pixie dust, as it were.
Thank you to Carrie Macbeth.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
Sending in that report. We truly appreciate it. Follow us on social media. Contact us there. Send us an email at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. That's how Carrie sent in her report. You can record it on your phone and send it once again, podcast@thehyperionhub.com. We may play it on the show.
May.
Wherever you're listening to us, please subscribe. You'll never miss an episode. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It helps more people find the show.
Do if you're listening to us on one of that Google app.
Well, that's gone.
Is it over now?
Yeah. If you have a way to rate our show on one of those other apps, go ahead and do it. Leave a nice rating. That'd be nice for us. Until next week, have a great one, everyone.
We're glad you could join us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email or send us a recorded audio message at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. Find us on social media. The Hyperion Hub is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiaries. We'll meet you next time at the Hyperion Hub.